In this week's parsha, we're finally introduced to Avraham Avinu, the Ava Mon Goyim, the individual who had the courage to listen to the Tivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Lecha Me'Savicha, to leave behind his parents' household, to finally come into Eretz Yisrael, blindly follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while one often thinks of the first challenge that Avraham Avinu faces when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, is the famine he encounters and the necessity to go down to Mitzrayim. Truth is, if you look in the Psukim, there's something else which very important happens as soon as Avraham Avinu enters into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us, Vayar Hashem el Avraham, Vayomer lezarecha tem sa'aretz azos, that as soon as Avraham Avinu enters into Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem finally appears before him, and he tells him that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to his children. Vayiv Hashem mizbeach Hashem ani ra'ay lav, and what does Avraham Avinu do? He reciprocates. He built a mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who finally appeared before him. The next pasuk also talks about Avraham Avinu's dedication towards Avodas Hashem and building a mizbeach. Vayitek misham ahara mikedem leveisel, vayita ola beisel miyama va'ay mikedem. Then Avraham Avinu, he pitches his tent somewhere else, he travels, vayiv Hashem mizbeach Hashem vayikra b'shem Hashem. And there again, in his new location, after he pitches a tent, he calls out in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he builds him a mizbeach. One could ask a very simple question. If Avraham Avinu had an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Lecha Me'Savicha, he hears that tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he neglect to build the Mizbeach right there and then? Why does he wait till he enters into Eretz Yisrael to build the Mizbeach? Why not with the first initial interaction, the first nevuah he receives, then why does he not build the Mizbeach right there and then? And the Ramban points out something very interesting, and it's taken up further by the Meshech Chachma, that this is the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, and that Avraham Avinu was able to, kavayachol, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Previously, when it came to the tzivoy of Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha U'Me'odzecha, that was all done through shmira, to listening, hearing the tzivoy, but it wasn't that one of seeing, of appearing. And the Meshech Chachma goes on to explain, he doesn't quote this Maamar Chazal, but we know, Eino domeh shmira l'ri'iya, that the experience of seeing something is much more intense, it's much more real, it hits much closer to home than that of hearing. When one hears something and they hear information, it's a removed experience, one needs to internalize, conceptualize that which he heard, and therefore make sense of it. But when one sees something with their own two eyes, then they're able to process it much quicker. The truth is much more clear. It's much more real. It's a much more intense experience. And the Meshech Chachma goes on to explain that really up until this point in history, nobody really had the opportunity to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see, to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Adam HaRishon maybe, but as soon as he was created, he had that opportunity to do so. But the Torah says something very interesting, that as soon as that Adam HaRishon, when he sins, what does the Torah tell us? That he hides because he realized that he's naked, and all of a sudden he is more materialistic, and he's embarrassed of that. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu interact with him? Says the Torah, by Yomer, as kolecha shamata bagan vayira ki arom anochi bavcha, says Adam HaRishon to Hashem, I heard your voice asking where I am, and I realized I was naked, so I ran away. Once again, once a person is further removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't have the schus of the experience of re'iya, of seeing, of experiencing him in the most intense way possible. And I think the idea of seeing versus hearing that Avraham Avinu was able to have tells us something very important in terms of his relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu, we know, is known as the Av of Emunah, as well as the Av of Chesed. If there's two midos which Avraham Avinu personifies, it's that one of Emunah, the father of monotheism, as well as being an Ish Chesed. We know that his tent was open to all four sides. We know that Avraham Avinu was the one who was able to discover, so to speak, or rediscover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And I think, but the reason why Avraham Avinu was able to excel at both these midos is because for Avraham Avinu, the experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not an abstract conceptual experience with God. It wasn't one of shmiya, of hearing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was one of re'iya, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to appear before him, and therefore God was a real presence in his life. And if that was the case, that he was a real presence in life, that was mechayev Avraham Avinu to be involved in chesed, to do things that would further spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world and care for his entire creation. And with this, I think we can finally understand the second pasuk. What is the idea of Vayitek Misham Ahara? That when Avraham Avinu finally leaves that area and he goes and he builds and he repitches his tent, that he builds a mizbeach, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. says the Ramban, the idea of building a Mizbeach and calling out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was he doing? Avraham Avinu was giving the first Kiruv seminar in the history of the world. That Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach and he calls out the name of Hashem, says the Ramban, V'anachon shayakori b'kol gadol shem livnei ha-mizbeach ki ha-shem Hashem modi oso v'lukuso livnei Adam. That he wanted to go and teach others about the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach others about monotheism and their obligation here in this world. And therefore, once Avraham Avinu had the intense experience of the Amunah, of Vayar Hashem el Avraham, Vayomer lezarecha et haaretz hazot, that he experienced the Re'iyah, that translated also into action. That Amunah that he had, the Isha Amunah of one of Re'iyah, translated into an action of Chesed, of going to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going and building a Mizbeach in order to be doeg, to be concerned about the spirituality of others around him. We all be zocha to follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, to perfect ourselves, where we're not just hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not having the Shmia, but also having the Re'iyah. And if we have the Re'iyah, then understand that God is part of our lives to the extent where it's going to be mechayev us action, that we'll be able to have the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be the Ish Chesed that Avraham Avinu was. Have a wonderful Shabbos.